I'm Christina Alessi, and these are the top business headlines. U.S. markets continue to rebound sharply from last week's sell-off. The Dow closed more than 400 points higher, led by strong gains in the energy, financial, and healthcare sectors. The Nasdaq pushed further into record territory, despite a 17% drop for Tesla shares. The S&P 500 also closed at a record. Oil prices jumped more than 4% on reports that scientists developed a drug to fight the coronavirus. The World Health Organization, however, disputes the claim, saying there's no effective treatment. OPEC considering output cuts also boosted prices. The parent company of Versace, Michael Kors, and Jimmy Choo is lowering its 2020 outlook because of the Wuhan coronavirus. Capri Holdings says it expects to lose about $100 million of revenue from the outbreak. The company says it's closed 150 of its 225 stores in mainland China. Mattress company Casper cut its valuation for the second time in 2 weeks ahead of its IPO. It says it's worth about $500 million, down from a valuation of about $700 million just last week. The company was valued at over $1 billion in private markets. Those are the top business headlines. I'm Christina Alessi in New York.